Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. I'm continually fascinated with the way the Bible, God's Word to us, parallels the physical and the spiritual realms. Well, true Christianity is life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that Christian life is usually described as a walk, and Christians are called to exercise themselves, literally, to put themselves in a gymnasium unto godliness. We must be careful of falls in the Christian life as well as in the physical life, and we could go on and on and on and on. The physical world teaches us so much about the spiritual world, and the spiritual world teaches us so much about the physical world. Well, nowhere is that more true than as we think of the heart. The Bible, in both the Old and the New Testament, speaks of the heart as the center of our entire body, which physically it almost is, being located between our two lungs and in the center of the chest cavity. And we could even make a case that the root of the Old Testament Hebrew word for heart is center. Biblically, the heart is the control center of the whole person. Our emotions, our wills, our ways of reasoning, our intellects, our desires. Guard your heart, says the writer of the Old Testament book of Proverbs as he speaks to his son, for out of the heart are the issues of life. Good heart, good life. Bad heart, bad life. In fact, by nature, our hearts are so bad that we need new hearts. We need spiritual heart transplants. And of course, the good news, the great news, is that Jesus gives us his own heart by the Holy Spirit. He is the donor so that we can have new hearts in him. But that's for another day. For now, guard your heart, because the heart affects everything. And the same is absolutely true in the physical realm. Your heart is a fist-sized, four-chambered muscle. Again, it's in virtually the center of your body. Your heart pumps blood through the blood vessels of your circulatory system, what we call the cardiovascular system. And here we learn why the Bible is, again, so very correct when it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood pumped by your heart provides your body with the oxygen and the nutrients without which you simply cannot live. And the blood pumped by your heart assists in the removal of the wastes and toxins that are the byproducts of your body's metabolism. Now, let me impress upon you how important it is to guard your heart in the physical realm as well as in the spiritual realm. Cardiovascular disease, disorders of the heart and your blood vessels, are the most common cause of death globally. Cardiovascular disease accounts for about 30% of deaths annually around the world, and in many cases, and this is what's scary, in many cases, there are no symptoms to warn you. Now, the common culprits for cardiovascular disease are smoking, obesity, lack of exercise, unchecked stress. And why is that? Well, stress causes too many hormones to be pumped into your system, and some of that excess of hormone may not be good for your heart. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, poorly managed diabetes. I know that you hate to be reminded of these things, but your entire health and well-being are affected by the way you care for or don't care for your heart. So, in the physical realm, as well as in the spiritual realm, you and I need to guard our hearts, for out of them are the issues of life, both physical and spiritual. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there, in their well-stocked, and I might add fascinating, nutrition department, you will meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And once again, Rachel is our guest on HealthWise. We want you to call her with your questions about guarding your heart in the physical realm, I might add. Our call-in number, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question about guarding your heart, physically speaking. Put that number into HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. Again, questions or the line for your text, questions, 516-367-0391. But for now, Rachel, hey, let's talk about guarding our physical hearts. How's Rachel today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. You're hearty and ready to go, right?
I am.
All right. Rachel, let's do something a little bit differently today. There's this thing called the DASH diet, which you and I are familiar with. Others might not be. I love the formal term. Dietary approaches to stop hypertension, which is a fancy way to say high blood pressure, but you needed an H to make the word DASH. But dietary approaches to stop hypertension or high blood pressure. Talk about diet and heart health, Rachel.
Well, I mean, there's many changes that we need to make. Not everyone, but I think some of our millennials might not have to make as many changes.
No, why? That's interesting. I don't want you to get off the call. Why do you say that?
Health as they
yeah.
Do,
okay.
As young. But for you and I, we need to make some changes.
Yeah. Well, you're dating us, Rachel. Although ladies always remain at 29.
We're blessed and lucky to be where we are.
Well, there's no such thing as luck because God is sovereign over everything. But talk to us a little bit about millennials, though. What's the difference between millennials?
Well, I've actually been lectured about putting salt on sweet potato French fries. By someone who is about 20 or 21.
Rachel, do you do that?
I put a little, yeah. I happen to use Himalayan pink sea salt.
Okay.
So that was going to come up later. And I, you know why it's good, let's just jump right in. One of the first things with the DASH diet or any diet for heart health and cardiovascular health, if you want to keep using those fancy words, we need to cut our salt intake.
Yeah.
And
that really is number
one of the ways to start doing that. Mm-hmm. Is use a salt that is better for you.
Okay.
And actually the Himalayan pink salt, because it and lots of other sea salt, contains lots of different minerals, not just the simple sodium chloride. It tastes saltier, so you can use far less, and it gives you some minerals, including some iodine, which is really helpful.
Iodine in sea salt, Rachel? I know that's the problem, of course. Sodium chloride, it is iodized. And then I've heard sea salts and some of these others don't have iodine, which of course...
No, they have some iodine.
They do?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. It's natural. It's naturally... There's iodine in seawater.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. So cut
not
the
enough.
Salt.
And the iodized table salt has some extra iodine in it, but I still think it's not a great way to get your iodine.
Yeah, sure. Better than fish, right? Yeah.
And as it makes us hold on to water.
Yeah.
And that puts pressure on our blood vessels, the whole thing. So... just starters, try to use a healthier salt. But in general, try not to use any salt. You have to listen to your millennial friends.
Now, Rachel,
just don't use any. And enjoy your fresh, delicious sweet potato fries or baked sweet potato, which is better for you, with nothing on it. It's delicious. It's like candy. It's fabulous.
Well, of course, this doesn't help. This is another problem. But we put real maples, not this stuff that's primarily sugar with maple flavoring. But we use the real maple syrup that we get in upstate New York. We get it in a place called Thurman, which is the maple syrup capital of New York. And so we use a little bit of that, and that is
outstanding. And you know what's in there that's really good for you?
What's that?
Lots of trace minerals.
Really? In the maple syrup? Yeah, fascinating. Okay. So, but really, Rachel, the big thing for heart health is you cut the salt or you use... Now, do you have salt substitutes there in the nutrition department?
The thing I would recommend in cooking, depending on what you're cooking, obviously not a cream dish, but some lemon is helpful.
Okay. All right.
Try making clam sauce if you're Italian and you're making a regular clam sauce without any salt at all. But a little lemon can be helpful.
Yeah, because
and
of salt.
And there's something called New Salt, NU-SALT.
Okay.
And that's I'm giving you a brand name, but it's like a very small little company that could use the push. And it's good. It tastes okay. It's a salt substitute. It's a different mineral, one of the minerals that's in natural sea salt or Himalayan pink sea salt, that tastes salty but doesn't cause us to retain water and put pressure on our blood.
Rachel, what's the thing with Himalayan pink sea salt?
It's pretty.
Oh. So
the pinkness comes from all the different minerals that are in it. And it's,
well, you're a lady, and I can see with the pink where you would promote.
It's
is
pretty,
there,
yes,
is there a blue
no,
one that we should promote?
And I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, okay.
But the pinkness indicates that it has lots of great minerals.
Okay. All right, okay. So that is the big thing, folks. You've got to cut the salt. And the other thing, as we've mentioned before, please check the amount of sodium in your canned vegetables. Rachel mentioned Italian food. I'll tell you, the tomatoes are the huge culprit. I mean, look.
You never need to have that.
Yeah, no.
I would say that never buy anything that has added salt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, unless, you know, you'll get hypertension from looking at the ingredients on the label.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know you're going to get to veggies. That's a big one.
You've got to have lots of them. You need tons of veggies. Obviously, you know, salad is great because you're getting uncooked vegetables and greens. But also, I mean, lots of wonderful things, like we just talked about the wonderful sweet potato. And also a baked potato. They give you minerals. They give you a tasty carb that is not tremendously bad for you and that is easily utilized.
Yeah.
It's a complex carb.
Yeah, tomatoes.
So we're not going to make yourself much fatter with that. And really, the other thing about this diet is going to make you lose weight. You will lose weight.
Potatoes have gotten a bad rap in the low-carb community. Just don't load them down with the sour cream and the butter and all that stuff. Okay, Rachel, what about vegetable juices? Aren't they loaded with sodium and kind of bad stuff, too?
As long as it's not added. You can get some great fresh 100%, you know, clean vegetable juice that's been, you know, bottled at this point. That might have a small amount of citric acid in it to preserve it or not. And you can make your own, of course, if you have a juicer and you're dedicated to that sort of thing. And it's good for you.
Yeah.
You have to watch not only the concentrated salt, but we're going to get to fruit in a second, I can tell, because it's real important and it's like one of my favorite things to eat. But you got to watch out for the concentration in with some vegetables as well, like carrot, of sugar. So that's something else that's often ignored.
Rachel, you know, I guess maybe I've become a little bit of the cynic. When I see no salt added, I immediately think, added to what? Is the no salt added, are the other things salt added to already a lot of salt, or what?
Yeah, there's salt in vegetables. There's lots of salt in them. Just the easiest one to mention is celery.
Yeah, okay.
And celery is really good for you, so good for you, but it's just loaded with natural salt.
Yeah, and we don't think about that.
Mineral salt, but it's salt.
Yeah, and we don't think about that, and that's why, of course, we can overdo on the amount of salt. But, okay. Yeah, back on the juicer, for a while my wife and I were into that, and of course the liability is that if you have one of those that extracts the pulp, and you throw that out, you're throwing out fiber. So we would take the pulp and make muffins out of that.
You're so smart.
Oh.
You always kill me with these things.
That's not me.
Great.
That's my wife. She was a home economic major.
She's a lovely woman.
Smart girl. As you are, Rachel. All right, talk about fruits. You got fruits on your mind, I can tell.
Well, no, I just, early when I was training and early in the business that I'm in, I asked somebody about fruits and... For instance, I had seen on a dietary chart to eat melon alone or leave it alone. And I unfortunately have the only allergic thing I have is to certain types of melon. It's so weird. And I love melon, and it's really good for you. So I started doing research on what's found in different fruits. And what I found was that a ton of minerals are in fruits. Tons. I had no idea. I always think of my vegetables as giving me minerals and fruits as giving me sugar and deliciousness and fiber, of course.
Yeah.
So, but they're loaded with minerals, especially things like mangoes, avocados, which are fruits.
Right.
Bananas, kiwis, pomegranates, and all berries.
And
any berry you can get your little hands on.
Rachel.
Loaded with magnesium and potassium.
Yeah, which you need. You might explain to the people why magnesium and potassium are so important.
Well, magnesium regulates muscle function in the body.
Okay.
It helps to relax your muscles to some degree, but not too much. It never does too much. You really can't have too much magnesium. I don't know if anyone who's ever had toxicity from magnesium. Certain magnesiums can affect digestion and cause you to not feel so great for a little while. So you want to be careful what kind of magnesiums you're getting. When you get it from a natural food source, it's all good.
And potassium, things like bananas.
Regulates heart function is.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially blood pressure.
You know, if you don't like bananas, get over it and enjoy them and have one at least every day. You can tell why it's so much fun to go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, especially when you go to the nutrition department. Rachel, not only a very special friend, but also she knows her stuff. And that is so important. When you go to, if you go to places just for a nutrition department, if you don't have guidance, that's like dropping a child down in the middle of Manhattan without a map. And Rachel can help you a lot with that. But we'll be back with Rachel in a moment. Let's hear more about 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time. The old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise.
Bill Shishko here with you. And I'm aware that, while many of you listen to this live as it goes out on WLIE, there's also many of you listening through the Internet and through sermonaudio.com, where actually this is part of their broadcast offering. And I encourage you to use the toll-free number. Wherever you are in the world, you can order from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical and make contact with Rachel and others. That number is 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. And always mention, even I do it when I go, always mention WLIE 540 AM, and you will get the 20% discount on the toll-free line as well. Mention WLIE 540 AM. I'm with Rachel today, and we're just chatting, gabbing as we usually do. We're talking about the DASH diet, dietary approaches to stopping hypertension under the big category of heart health. Rachel, real quickly, before we get on to some other things, organic vegetables and fruits, they are more expensive. Are they really, really worth it?
They are.
They are, okay.
At this point, it's also starting to mean non-genetically modified.
Yeah, right, okay.
Not always, but mainly yes, and that's kind of important. So,
okay, yeah.
There's many ties to different kinds of rise in disease that's been happening over the past 10 years, and different non-organic fruits and vegetables, which is kind of ridiculous
yeah, sure.
to say. They need to
yeah,
be raised organically.
I know, that's a great term.
We want to not ingest too much toxin.
Yeah, and in other words, even though it's going to cost a bit more, although the prices are becoming comparable, and I'd say especially when it comes to berries, that's what made me think of it, where you know, they can pick up the things you don't want to pick up, so at least they are.
Think about it, we're eating the berries to get better, and we're ingesting, God only knows what kind of, really God only knows what kind of insecticides and weird fertilizers that can be used.
It always reminds me of people who jog along the Cross Island Parkway.
Yeah.
They jog for their exercise. Anyway, then they're breathing in all of the...
They look good.
Yeah, I know. Okay, legumes. This is interesting. Legumes, beans, they get a bad rap in things like the paleo diet. But am I right, Rachel, that's important for heart health, right?
So does lots of things get a bad rap on the paleo diet. And it is effective, but it's very regimented kind of diet. I don't know if I think it's great. It's wonderful. And if you need to lose weight, it's wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
Legumes are fantastic for you. And there are many cultures that would, you know, people would no longer be, you know, extant without legumes in their diet. You know, they would, you get fiber, you get protein, and you get a valuable, again, complex carb.
And so they're thin.
It's kind of a perfect food.
Yeah, they're thin. That's what's amazing. In many cultures where they where they have legumes with every meal, they...
Legumes don't make you fat.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, obviously eating like huge buckets full of any kind of bean is going to make anybody fat as well as probably not well, but... in balance with the fruits and vegetables we've discussed and plenty of water, and we're getting there, but some good amount of lean protein.
Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah, and so on the beans, and we're going to get to the nutrition department too, but I really urge you folks, get dry beans and soak them overnight and cook them. They're much more valuable. And, again, in canned beans, you're going to get an awful lot of sodium. You can rinse a lot of it out. So, and Rachel, kind of, we talk about nuts and whole grains and so on. How about popcorn? One of my favorites.
Okay. Well, don't forget your nuts, because some of those oils that are in your nuts are very good for your body. But and they're good for you in general with fiber. But popcorn's fantastic.
So long as it's not loaded with butter.
Well, yeah, not loaded. I mean, if you need to have butter, it doesn't really ever make sense to me, the butter thing. I was never like that. So I will tell you what I do like on my popcorn, though, the dreaded and evil salt. But you can find other ways to season it and make it super tasty without using lots of salt, and certainly not with why would we want to add greasy butter to it?
What?
It's, we're eating this to fill ourselves up and to have a fun snack. And something that's delicious and really good for you. The fiber that's in it is fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, and olive
oil. Cleans out the whole colon.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Exactly. You can put the put olive oil on it, and it's excellent. You acquire the taste for it. Rachel, what about rices? That always intrigues me. Is there a big difference between brown rice and processed rice, jasmine rice?
Yes, processed rice has lost the outer shell.
It's
like the most beneficial part of the fiber.
So what do you recommend for rice, if
I recommend
anything?
A whole grain brown rice.
Whole grain brown rice.
You know what?
Rice.
I mean, I've never been a rice person. I like a good risotto, but I've never been like, it's not like something I have to have with every meal, but many people, from other countries and now from many Americans are used to having that as a daily part of their diet. So it's great if you can really try and switch over to a whole grain brown rice.
Okay.
It's lower in calorie. You get full faster. It's better for your digestion. It's better. It's just fantastic for you.
Yeah, and throw some sliced nuts, like sliced almonds, in when you cook it.
Yummy.
And add to the protein. Yeah, so because I want to get to some things regarding the nutrition department, but another thing with fiber, when you drink the liquid, it does make you feel full, and that's important. Mm-hmm. Lean meats and fish, I know that Rachel would add to that. But Rachel, talk about the nutrition department. Are there multiple vitamins that help with heart health? Kind of give us a tour. Tell us about things that help us guard our physical hearts.
I'm ready, Sam.
I knew you would be.
Multis are really great, and I think most of us need them because, we just talked a lot about food, and that's all good. And that's really what we need to focus on. We want to try and get things naturally, but most of us fall very short. It's very hard to eat enough greens, to eat enough fruit, to eat enough vegetables. It's very hard. And also to eat the right kind of lean protein. It's hard.
It requires a lot of
shopping and cooking. I'm working most of the day.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I don't really have time to do all that. So a multi is a good way to make sure you don't become malnourished in any way.
Yeah, but there's multis. I mean, you can get the multis at Costco. You can get the multis where you are. What multis are you talking about?
I do like the food. They're called food-based or food-based and food-sourced, which is even fancier. Organic multivitamins. They're very easy to digest and ingest. They're very easy to absorb. There's a word, it's made up by the health food industry, but I believe it was anyway, bioavailable, but they are, and they generally don't cause stomach upset. You do need to be careful if you have a lot of food allergies because they use so many different foods to source for the vitamins. They can sometimes cause allergic reactions. And otherwise, just a good basic multivitamin is fine to have. However, when we're talking, when I say it can come from a laboratory some good things come from laboratories.
Yeah, for sure. But, but you've got a number of choices there at 110 Pharmacy.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I, a great line to look at is Garden of Life, and everybody knows them.
Yeah, okay. So that's yeah, you're going to want to go in and explain your situation and food allergies. What, if they have those, make sure you let Rachel know any allergy issues, medications you're on, and so on, so that there aren't any conflicts. What other things, Rachel? We don't have much time left, but what other things would be helpful?
I like for heart health, because what I was going to go to with the multivitamins are all good. They're wonderful, but you may require some other things to keep your heart healthy. And we've already talked about magnesium and potassium. I will tell you that I supplement with magnesium potassium twice a day.
Okay.
With
your meals.
And I also use... and I can recommend the use of hawthorn. It's fantastic. Hawthorn on its own, it's an herb. It's a beautiful red berry. And also the leaves are helpful. It strengthens the heart muscle.
Well, it's so...
There are reams of research on this.
It's so interesting you mention that, because this week when we make our trip to 110 Pharmacy, that's on my list, is hawthorn.
So you have to have it, yes. It's really great. It's great for you. I mean, we're talking about guarding our heart, and that's exactly what hawthorn does. It makes the heart healthier. It's like hedging your bet, and there's nothing wrong with that.
We end up
making your heart healthy, because you already take amazingly good care of yourself.
Thank you, Rachel. Hey, thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies the way they used to be. And remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also with Rachel in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for her when you're there. Tell her you heard her on WLIE. The toll-free number again for those not here on Long Island, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. And you'll get a 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.